Check, check, check. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the February 9th, 2017 meeting of the San Luis Obispo County Planning Commission. May we have a roll call, please, Secretary?
Commissioner Hawkins?
Here.
Commissioner Harrison?
Here.
Commissioner Moultrie?
Here.
Chairman Campbell?
Here. Would you please join me in the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
At this time, I'll call for public comment on subjects other than what is on the agenda for today, and I have a slip for Eric Greening. Welcome, Eric.
To this well-watered season. Next meeting on the 23rd, I understand you're scheduled for a hearing on the Native Tree Protection Ordinance. And I understand that it will be different from the little three-pager anti-clear-cutting ordinance that's been circulating in the community, and that it may not even be available to the public until about a week before that hearing, which is makes it difficult for agencies and organizations to respond. Normally, what I would say would be take all the time you need to do the most careful possible job. Unfortunately, there's a constraint at the other end, which is the expiration of the interim ordinance and the need for four votes on the supervisors to extend it. And so I guess what I'm going to ask you of you is less than ideal, but maybe a good way to plan ahead. And that is that on the 23rd, you should have more of a study session format, knowing that you're going to be continuing for final action on March 9th. And the big thing you will need to do is familiarize yourselves with what is in it and get all the questions on the table, and also open it to the public. For the public to get questions on the table, which will also be helpful, but don't close it to the public. I think it's important to continue taking public testimony on the 9th, and particularly where organizations like the California Native Plant Society will need time to formulate comments. Keep it open to the public, and then just plan to have enough time on the 9th that this can be your decision-making meeting, even if you find yourselves doing extensive rewriting. That way it can get to the Board of Supervisors in time for them to take action. I'm going to tell you in advance what I'm going to be looking for, what I believe you should be looking for, and should be judging what you get against. Our general plan, conservation element, goal, biological resources 3, maintain the acreage of native woodlands, forests, and trees at 2008 levels. So far, I haven't seen anything that would do that, but hopefully you will, or you'll make it do that. Implementation strategy, biological resources 3.1.1. Prepare a countywide native tree protection ordinance using information obtained from the San Luis Obispo County Vegetation Mapping Project. Identify required replacement ratios and replanting standards. There's other language in the general plan, but those are probably the most important. Keep that in your mind, and please schedule the time you need to the extent that you can. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Greening. Seeing no further slips, I'll close that public comment period and ask for planning staff updates. Ms. Carroll?
Right. Good morning. Ellen Carroll, Planning Manager, Environmental Coordinator. Good morning to the commission and everyone here. I'll take just a couple of minutes to go over your tentative upcoming schedule, and I do want to underline that it's all tentative until it's noticed and on your desk. Your next hearing is on Thursday, February 23rd, and we do have two items on there, the Oak Woodlands Protection Ordinance and the Agricultural Reservoir Ordinance. And we have no other items on that day for hearing items, and so we expect your full day to be on both of those items. And the next hearing date after that for the Planning Commission is March 9th, and we have the Udson Development Plan, which you will hopefully be continuing today to that date. Again, all of my comments are tentative on your schedule. So that's what's scheduled at this point for that date. Your next hearing date after that is Thursday, March 23rd, and we have McCarthy, which was a development plan in Avila Beach area for the trail, and that was continued to March 23rd. And then we also have a general plan amendment in the Templeton area that will be scheduled on that date. Your next hearing is April 13th, and at this point we have one item, which is some ordinance cleanup amendments, and again, all of those dates are tentative. And that's really all I have.
Good. Thank you very much.
Oh, actually, I do have one more thing. I'm sorry. I just wanted to let the commission know that starting on March 13th, the Board of Supervisors is going to be hearing the Phillips 66 appeal. And I think that that's already been out to the public. The board scheduled that on their agenda, but I just did want to let the commission know.
And I'm also led to believe here today that we will have our District 1 commissioner with us on the 23rd, right?
Yes, we will. I've heard that too, which is great.
All right, full compliment here. Okay, the commission, we have a short agenda today, folks. The commission business includes a report on a study session. And at this point, I will turn it over to Jay Johnson for that presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the commission, welcome. The two new members in particular. My name is Jay Johnson. I'm with the planning staff. I'm here to present the update on the General Plan Annual Report. Is something we do, as the title suggests, every year. We're a few months behind this time, but nonetheless, this is important to do for two key reasons. It is to inform the public that may not participate regularly with listening to the Board of Supervisors or coming down to the Commission. And for your Commission, because the Board of Supervisors, we meet with often and discuss how the general plan's doing twice a year. We reorder our priorities with direction from the board, and we talk about the general plan at that time. The other key reason is this satisfies a state requirement, and I would hope that we would do this regardless of that requirement, but indeed, that's an important reason to do this. Key accomplishments noted in the annual report are, not surprising, water is still issue number one. The board did adopt various amendments to the countywide conservation water conservation program, and we adopted the state model landscape efficiency ordinance. And the other key features that are going on in our county, the key subject matters continue to be energy, housing, and economy. And that is reflected in the annual report. We continue to implement energy cost savings programs through our energy division. We allocated over $600,000 for the home grant funds. This is a program where you look at that number and you say, well, that will barely build a couple of homes. But what it does is that we use that money to leverage more money, and that's so this amount is actually pretty significant, and it helps put a dent, sometimes not a very large dent, but a dent nonetheless in our affordable housing in the county. We did see an increase in commercial construction permits, up about 40%. A little caution on that. We'll look at that number a little closely on a table, is that that can fluctuate, quite frankly, with a few large projects. A few years ago when we took in the permits for the solar farms in the California Valley, that type of project will boost those numbers significantly. So our board priorities, which the board will be taking a look at this month again, and they generally look at it in February and October each year, is to continue to plug along on the Los Osos Habitat Conservation Plan, which goes along with the community plan. The community plan won't get to be implemented without that habitat conservation plan. We hope to have our review done soon with the federal government so we can put that out to the public to start taking a look at. We're also working on a community plan update for Avila. We say Avila because it contains the town of Avila Beach, and then there's some outlying neighborhoods that go beyond just the township of Avila Beach. In fact, tonight at the Avila Advisory Council, that will be discussed again. We are continuing to work on an inland vacation ordinance. I have a run on here. We did adopt a vacation ordinance specifically for the Willow Creek Adelaide area, and then also workforce housing amendments. Ignore that. That's a typo on my part that shouldn't be in there. And we continue to look at the issues surrounding cannabis. Ongoing activities. This is things we thankfully have the ability to are funded to continue to work on air quality programs for county operations. As I mentioned, energy programs such as green building and retrofit projects. And then, as I mentioned, the economy is important feature of what we do when your commission sees projects, and really to help implement the economic strategies that the Board of Supervisors supports. So looking at a kind of a six-year glimpse of how we've getting through the building permit process. This is on residential projects in response to our goals in our housing element. And you can see since the recession, we've seen an increase in single family dwelling development, kind of fluctuating in the 200 number to the mid 300s. That's still low if you compare it to historic trends in our county. Our growth management ordinance, for example, would potentially allow in the order of 1,200 new homes. The row that's most important to discuss in terms of achieving our housing element goals is to take a look at the multifamily. It's just a product that isn't being done in big chunks in our county. You can see looking back at 10, 11, and then 11, 12, if we have one project that could be 30 units or a project that's 22 units, that looks like a big uptick on multifamily. But in reality, when we look at our needs in terms of constructing a particularly affordable housing, we're missing the mark on our housing element goals, and this is reflected is reflective in what the state is asking for us at a regional level. And so when this report goes to the State Office of Planning and Research, you know, we may get feedback on you're missing the goals of our regional housing needs. As I mentioned, we've applied money from the home grant funds and the in-lieu housing fee. And looking at that last bullet, you can see $125,000 helps leverage 50 units. So that's impactful. Development activity, as I mentioned, appears to be up, but when you look at the change columns, it really fluctuates. One or two significant projects can sway that greatly. So while we mark the changes in the either the valuation or the amount of permits we're handling, it's a little cautionary to put too much credence on a change from, say, 2014-15 from a minus 4% to last year being a plus 40. What we want to look at is where we see a run of 3 or 4 or 5 years trending, and that gives us a better glimpse as to what's happening. This is important to you as a hearing body, that the comparing the Planning Commission numbers last year, fiscal year, you heard 97 items. Again, that would be an increase from the previous year. But what I'd like to really draw attention to is the difference of between looking at what your commission and then the Planning Department hearings, the PDH, is that the minor use permit process that the hearing officer looks at is much more expeditious. Is that a word, Ben? For the applicants, we can, and quite often that agenda will have a dozen items that don't even need to be heard. So that's a process that we place a great deal of value on. It allows us to free you up to look at the really high important items and to make recommendations to the board on general plan amendments and that sort of thing. So it's our recommendation that you have reviewed the report, consider any comments, and then if you do have any revisions, we will note those and forward that onto the board, and then you would receive and file that report. Thank you.
That's item 4 you wanted to speak to, Eric?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so that's what I'm trying to clarify. Okay, it is, yeah, we were just discussing that earlier. They're both kind of together. I understand.
So have we had the staff report on 3/4? Or is there another?
We just had it, correct, Jay? Your report is?
Ramona, I don't have my agenda in front of me. What item is
this? Yes, Mr. Chair. Yes, there's a little bit of a glitch in the program that we use for our agenda process. And when we make a paragraph, it automatically puts a number in, and we can't get it out because we can't use tabs. It's a long little story. We're still trying to figure out a way to get rid of those two numbers. But basically, item number 3 is the introduction. Is what item number 3 is what. That describes what item 4 is. So there really shouldn't be a 3 on there.
Right. Well, the bottom line is it's my prerogative, the commission's prerogative, to open public comment for this item. So, Eric, I have a slip for you. You may have the podium.
Thank you. I am Eric Greening, and I would like to compliment staff and your commission for a lot of good work in the last year, a lot of very solid work under very difficult circumstances. A question about the affordable housing figures that were given. Does that include very low, low, moderate, and does it also include what's called workforce housing? Do we have a breakdown within those categories? Obviously, the toughest nut to crack is the very low and the low. And obviously, the difficulty in terms of why we're falling short, it's not too hard to predict the arithmetic, because more than half of the population is defined as people who need affordable housing. But the in-lieu fee basically gets us to about 10% of that, just the way it's structured. And so obviously we're going to keep getting farther and farther away unless there are other ways that affordable housing can be built. Either people who seek frugal, tiny houses that are actually market rate and are affordable and the zoning allows for it, or things like restructuring road fees so that they apply to how many cars are parked at a residence rather than having a roof over your head. Right now, we're actually forcing non-drivers to subsidize drivers and big drivers to subsidize little drivers because the building fee or the road fee in the areas where it's charged is the same whether the house that's going to be occupied is going to have five parked cars parked there and five drivers living there and going in and out all the time, or one driver or no driver. So there are things that are adding to the cost of housing that are not necessarily intrinsic to the act of putting a roof over your head. And if we're serious about our climate action plan, we should be looking at, and this may be a place to go into, what is the plan for implementing some of the policies that are currently in the climate action plan, such as the unbundling of parking costs. Instead of pretending parking is free and require it, make it an actual cost of having a car rather than of needing a roof over our heads. So anyway, I think we need to look outside the box at strategies for doing something besides falling short of the housing needs of more than half of the population. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Greening. I'll come back to the dais. Does the commissioners have any comment they'd like to make?
Just have one question. Yeah. Jerry, I'm curious, how does HCD handle Cal Poly housing built on campus in terms of meeting our goal?
I'll respond to that best on my best understanding, having helped in part on the last housing element. It helps with the regional goals. It doesn't appear in our columns. So, but it certainly helps respond to the arena, the regional numbers that the state asks us to, as an area, as a county, including the jurisdictions in Cal Poly, to fulfill.
So it does apply towards your arena?
Yes.
And do they consider that low, moderate, or you don't need to answer that if you don't know off the top of your head.
I wouldn't.
We'll get to it some other time. Thanks.
Commissioner Hawkins, you may have an answer to that.
I would need to do a little bit of research. I've asked that question myself over the few years, but it's certainly encouraging to know that the units that are being built on Cal Poly's campus might count for something.
Good.
You know, Mr. Chairman, if I might, I think about this. Let us get back to you at your next commission on that specific question.
That's a good question.
I'd like the housing folks to weigh in. And they're probably scrambling across the street right now to correct me. So
yeah.
I think that's a preferred answer.
At your planning staff update next meeting, we can have Jay come back and give a little bit more information.
Good. Yeah, I think that's an appropriate question.
Actually, Chairman, we can have a little bit of more of an update next time. I was curious about affordable housing, and since you said we're missing the mark, you thought it was more, maybe this is a question for the housing team, you thought it was more related to the policies in the housing element or the market. It's probably both, but we are certified by HCD for our housing element, so we've clearly met all of the rules, but we can't force people to build housing sometimes, so.
That is a good question. My experience is, having looked at now, been part of the last couple of housing element updates, not being greatly involved, but part of the team, would be, it just tends to be the market. We've missed this mark. We, as I mentioned in my introductory slides, as long as resources, water, is a huge issue in the unincorporated areas of the county, even if the market's good, we're going to struggle. So we need to always be mindful and compare a look at the, in terms of housing, what the housing element goals and policies are, and what is our resource management, so our RMS system, telling us. And so the economy could be busting open with desires to build hundreds and hundreds of units, and it's market driven. I would offer to your commission, if management agrees, that maybe we have more of a study session, let the housing team be present, discuss affordable housing, give you guys some time on that, on an agenda you have room. I think that'd be very valuable.
Mr. Chair, we could do that. I was also going to say that our Board of Supervisors in October had quite a long discussion regarding housing needs and the housing situation in our county, and they directed us to begin working on a number of programs which we have and budget for those programs. And we've just turned in our budget for the next year, and we have funding requested for all of those programs. A couple of them we have started, and I could either prepare something in writing and make it available to the commission, or we could have one of our housing people come and just give you a brief overview if you're interested in that. I don't think we would do it next on the 23rd, because we really want to keep the 23rd correct to the two ordinances, but later on in March or April, we could, if the commission wants to do that, we could do that. Otherwise, I could give you a copy of the staff report that was discussed at the Board of Supervisors in October, which has a list of all of the priorities that we're going to be working on. It's up to the commission, though.
Okay. Consensus from the commission, what would you like?
Oh, I just had a comment. I think that it's necessary that we need to build more affordable housing. But the problem that we have in Napomo is the affordable housing doesn't have enough parking spaces. And I don't disagree with Eric, but somehow we need to put a limit if we can, or think about at least, if you're in affordable housing and you have six cars and you only have two parking spaces, you really create a problem for the roads in your area, because you park on both sides of the roads and it's hard to get down between the drive. So we need to look not only at affordable housing, but we need to look at, and I don't know how you would do it, I don't even know if you could, but I know if you make more parking spaces, it encourages people to have more cars. And if you don't, then it encourages them to park on the street.
I agree with that.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, we do see, on the larger projects, we do see minor use permits or conditional use permits on those projects. And parking is one of the things that we actually do look at. So that's a good comment, and we'll take that into consideration.
Commissioner Valter, all right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just in response to the question, what's the pleasure of the commission? This commissioner would be happy if you would give us a memo that updated us and included the staff report from October. And then subsequent to that, if we felt we wanted a study session, we could ask for that later.
Yeah, I agree to that. That's,
I agree.
Sound good to everyone?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I have another bit of information that ties to our updates and Mr. Greening's comments earlier, but it is part of the general plan, so it's appropriate to bring up here. Our draft Oak Woodland Ordinance for Chapter 2258 of the Land Use Ordinance is available online on our website through the Planning Commission link, and you can see all of its attachment two of the for the 23rd agenda. So folks listening or here in the room can take a look at that. Now, it's called the public hearing draft.
Good, thank you.
It would be a new chapter to the land use ordinance. It's chapter 2258.
Okay. Very good. Okay, seeing nobody, no slips for public comment, I will close that public comment, and we'll wind up this presentation of 3/4. Thank you, Jay. We're going to the consent agenda now. Do any of the commissioners have any discussion or points to be made on the consent agenda item?
Mr. Chairman, I had one question.
Please.
I believe in the memo on the cover page of the item, it discusses the need for follow-up action within 90 days. And then the staff report, or the permit itself requires 60 days for the applicant. And I just wanted to know if that was 60 days is within the 90 days, or if that was an inconsistent time frame.
Good catch. Do we have an answer to that from Ms. Knoll?
Karen Knoll with planning staff. I do know we gave Coastal Commission a little additional time that we felt that they needed. We've been working very closely with that the school with a really bad situation that happened there. So I can get back to you on that, but I do know we gave them a little additional time that we felt they needed.
Thank you.
Any further discussion on the consent item, emergency ordinance? I'll entertain a motion and on consent.
I make a motion we accept the consent that Kyle has presented.
There's a second?
Second.
And moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Harrison?
Yes.
Commissioner Moultrie?
Yes.
Commissioner Hawkins?
Yes.
Chairman Campbell?
Yes. Motion is carried. We now can move on to our hearing item. Sorry to leave you sitting all that time. We should have moved this up for you, Jamie.
Item number six is a request by Hudson Niels Trey et al. For a conditional use permit. County file number DRC 2015-00100. Project manager, Holly Phipps.
Good morning, Commissioner Campbell and members of the Planning Commission. Holly Phipps, project manager. At the request of the applicant, staff is requesting a continuance of this item to March 9th to discuss this at a hearing at that time.
Okay. Any questions, comments? Entertain a motion to that effect.
I'd move that we continue this to March 9th.
Is there a second?
I second. You could have seconded.
Okay. Been moved and seconded. Do a voice vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. That motion is carried. And that brings us to a motion to take all testimony.
I'll make a motion to take all testimony for the record.
Is there a second?
Second.
And moved and seconded. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion is carried. Staff, any further business or comments?
Nothing else, thank you.
All right, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Thank you very much.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. That motion's carried. I didn't even get a chance to finish my coffee.